Going down, and the air conditioning seems to have broken down in the studio. I don't know what's going on. They try to give us a message. Let me formally introduce everybody. I'm Tony Martin, who'll be filling in for John Howard in all upcoming public speaking engagements.
Tony, I'm not going to get into speculation about that.
Ed Cavalier's here. Rumour has it he'll be co-hosting Rage this week with the Prime Minister.
Tony, I'm not going to speculate. It's a good try.
And Richard Marsland, who will be raising the PM's profile in upcoming months by being caught with him in a public toilet flag-waving incident.
Okay, I'm not going to get into a bit of speculation about the future.
Okay?
All right.
Speculating all over the place.
We're just trying to help out. So I'm hallucinating quite heavily.
It is very hot in here.
Wow.
Previous shows have been removed from the building in ambulances, yeah, I think.
Absolutely right.
Where's our office? Near the studio.
Trying to tell us something.
You're trying to get rid of us here.
Trying to get us slimmed down a bit.
We are bulky, aren't
we? We are really starting to pack it on. Tell you what it does do, though. Us three gentlemen, the sexiest team on radio,
sure,
we all enjoy the same sort of way of dressing, where we wear one layer, normally either corduroy or, in my own case, parachute.
Sure.
And then a T-shirt.
Yeah, just hinting of a T-shirt. You don't get to see what the T-shirts are.
Hint of T-shirt, and then something, you know, Richard Mars and the Freddy Krueger jumper.
Yeah.
Tony, sort of any number of late 80s. Sort of puppy brown numbers,
anything from the Pseudo Echo collection.
Exactly right. And me, sort of, you know, moo-moos and ponchos.
Sure.
But today it's so hot that you two have had to reveal your T-shirts.
Sadly, I'm wearing a promotion for The King on TV1 coming soon.
And Richard, that's
this is a pants shirt from Worldwide Pants.
Yeah, but what it has done is it's a navy blue T-shirt, but you've managed to turn it into a two-tone navy blue T-shirt, I suspect, from having it being 12 years old and being hung over the line to dry. All those 12 years.
Beautiful.
It's extraordinary. Letterman had hair when I bought this shirt.
Quite a collection.
What is on your T-shirt, Mr. Cavalier?
Today I'm sporting the only shirt that doesn't have pasta on it, which is a tennis T-shirt from...
The less said, the better. It's got a scantily clad woman on the front. Let's just say that.
And because it's so hot, the door of the studio is open.
Open door policy, people.
Any activity around the station may go to air by mistake today.
But
here's something that went to air.
Sorry, waffled on.
On Adelaide Triple M.
Is that? Or possibly the sister station?
Yes. Fun station at Adelaide. They won't mind. Back in the 1990s.
That's right.
Now, we've been getting behind the Kappa for PM.
Kappa for PM.
Whoa.
Bring it on. The temperature's obviously too high in here.
What a jump.
Let's start with Mayor of the Gold Coast, shall we?
And, you know, the campaign's been winged. Firstly, ACA calling him a deadbeat dad.
How dare they?
And then some very humiliating comments went out in the Woman's Day this week, admittedly by Warwick himself.
That's right.
How can we turn things around? Mr. Marsland, what did you get up to a few years ago at a station in Adelaide?
Things have stalled for Warwick Kappa. What we did quite a few years ago, there was an 80s weekend on the station that I worked at.
And well, that's new.
Yes, it was all 80s all the time.
He's got our vote.
Second.
And Warwick Kappa was the corporate voice of the weekend.
Okay.
He came into the studio and voiced all kinds of promos and sweepers and what have you, and I had to write up a couple of fun things for Warwick Kappa to say. The tapes were lying around, and what I did is I edited some of the comments that he says during the session and indeed for the promos out of context.
Yeah.
So, you know, you would play hello, you know, that kind of thing.
So you put them all into the computer?
Yeah, on separate sort of sound bite things.
And then what have you done?
And then I've just called some celebrities at random.
Oh, let's hear what happened
on the Kappa file. First off, I called respected journalist, broadcaster, new fan, also a huge speaker. He'd love a call to Warwick Kappa.
Hello?
Hi, this is Warwick Kappa.
Warwick Kappa. Hi.
It's Jared Inch.
All right, that's good stuff.
What are you calling me for?
At which point I hung up. I was young, I was nervous, I was new in the industry. I didn't want to make any enemies at all. So next up, TV legend, Showbiz Nine, Gold Leg winner, Mr. John Wayne.
Sorry, take it easy. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't come to the phone right here. I'm on the phone. The thing will turn off in a minute. You all have a nice day here. Yeah? Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, this is Warwick Kepler.
From where?
Remember me?
Yeah, sure.
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
Well, that's what they say.
All right, that's good stuff.
What can I do for you?
I hung up again. I was young. I was three. Is that my melody?
Oh, yeah, he left the phone call.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Warwick Kepler.
Oh,
hello,
man.
Remember me?
I do.
Ah, when you can talk, Rick. Remember.
What?
Hey, this is Warwick Kappa.
I do. Hi, how are you?
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
All right. So where are you? What are you doing?
It's funny, I get to remember.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, this is Warwick Kappa.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Remember me?
How are you?
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
You are well remembered, but mostly for the shorts.
You happy with that? All right, that's good stuff.
Can you tell me, like, why I'm getting a call?
No, we can't. That's your connection. Great news, Rita. Australian personality.
Vicky, just hang on half a second, will you? Just one sec.
It is Warwick Kappa.
Warwick, what are you up to, buddy?
Remember me?
Yes, I do.
Ah, when you can talk, Vic. Remember. It's funny,
what are you up to?
Remember.
I remember.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
Where are you at the moment?
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
You certainly were.
Gee, thanks a lot.
The swans, the helicopters, and the women.
Right.
In which order?
How's that? Is that good enough?
That's pretty good, mate.
All right, that's good stuff.
Where are you at the moment? Where are you?
Okay, I'll catch up with you again.
No worries at all, mate. All the best.
Hi. Remember me? George Sinekian was concerned. How about a living legend, national treasure, still songwriter, James Ray?
Hello.
Hey, this is Warwick Kappa.
Warwick Kappa? How are you going, Warwick? James Ray here.
Just reminiscing at the 80s.
Oh, okay.
You know, my long gone nuts.
Right, yeah.
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
Right.
Remember me?
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Yeah, sure. So what's this about?
Gee, thanks a lot.
So what's going on?
How's that?
Sorry?
Is that good enough?
Sorry?
Happy with that?
Yeah.
All right, that's good stuff.
Hello?
I was the biggest thing on the footy field.
Yeah.
I was wearing tight shorts, I was flying around in pink helicopters, and a bright pair of newcomers called Bros had the word of their feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Warwick
Kappa.
Yeah, hello, Warwick. This is James
Ray.
What can I do for you?
This is good people. Being behind Warwick Kappa. He was the biggest thing in the 80s. He was massive. A bright pair of newcomers called Bros had the world their feet.
Well, I think the campaign's out of the blocks, don't you think? I think the rest of the country are going to realise we take this thing seriously.
Warwick Kappa, the Mayor of the Gold Coast, head speechwriter, Richard Marsden, special comments by James Rain.
More politics in a moment, and get this.
That's Green Day, working class hero here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. And if you've just tuned in, we're enjoying some of Richard Marsden's work from the last decade.
Yes.
Where he was calling up celebrities and playing random lines from Warwick Kappa at them.
Future Mayor of the Gold Coast, Warwick Kappa.
That's right. And he's got one here that he didn't want to play. He this isn't good enough to go to air.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
This is when he called Jeff Penny. I think this is worth playing. Check this out.
Hello.
Hi.
What's that?
Hello. Hi, this is Warwick Kepa.
Hi, Warwick Kepa.
Remember me?
I remember you. You're the guy that wears those tight shorts. The guy
that... Remember.
That's it. What's happening?
Sorry, when you talk quick. Remember.
Hello.
Just reminiscing about the 80s.
I remember you, the guy who wore the tight shorts and looked like a...
Remember me?
I remember.
Gee, the guy, a lot.
The guy that was in that magazine getting up his missus.
Gee, thanks right, a lot.
Is that the right guy?
Gee, thanks a lot. You know, my long blonde locks.
Yeah.
I was the biggest thing in the footy field. Okay, want me to hit it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
No worries.
How's that?
Good.
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's just tough. Yeah.
Hello?
You happy with that?
Who is this?
How's that?
Well, how's what?
Is that good enough?
Who's this?
Hi, this is Warwick Kepa.
Hi.
Remember me?
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Okay, I'll catch up with you again. You know, my long blonde locks. Okay, want me to hit it?
Hello.
All right, that's good stuff. Well,
we have the slogan for the band. You know, Warwick Kappa for Mayor of the Gold Coast. The bloke that was up his missus in that magazine. Don't worry.
All right, that's good stuff.
You know, there is more geopolitic news to get to. Let's have a song.
Okay.
And then we've got more from Forget Warwick Kappa. I'm moving on.
Fennec from Mayor of the Gold Coast.
Right.
The running mate. Maybe that's the Kappa Fennec ticket.
Yeah.
They're both getting bad press at the moment.
Brilliant.
This could be the way out.
Free watch for everyone that votes.
It's like that idea. Next, I'll get this.
Get this around the nation at Triple M, the fine young cannibals. We've got air conditioning technology experts. We're having trouble even thinking this morning. Thank God you brought in that gear, Mr. Marsland.
My pleasure.
How would you describe the temperature in here? It's beyond Singapore Airport now.
It's sort of Singapore Airport food court.
Fantastic. Still brought to you by the Nissan Navara, with its increased pulling power and rugged good looks. If you've just joined us, we were talking about Jeff Fennec. And he's in the news today.
How's it going?
Fennec Dodgers Court. Former boxing champ Jeff Fennec was yesterday convicted of a mid-range drink driving charge after failing to turn up in court. Now, that's not that interesting. Here's the interesting part. During the incident in question, a friend of Fennec's is alleged to have been warned by officers about hindering the police after repeatedly asking, "What can we do to make this go away?" There's a good line to use on the cops. That's a good T-shirt slogan for Jeff. What can we do to make this go away? Wear that into court.
About dinner and dancing.
We do have the Jeff Fennec ringtone on our website. How would you like your phone to ring with this classic Fennec conversation from a current affair?
This is not a crime at all. Like I said, I can be with Frank today and tell him to shoot you. If he shoots you and I didn't mean to tell him, I'm just joking. I shoot me, huh? Just say he shot you.
That should be Frank.
That's for sure. But I'm just saying, if I told Frank to jump off our, told you, my friend, if I'm out of reach, you jump off our reach and you jump. I don't want you to jump off our reach.
No, I can't follow the logic. Every time I hear it, I still cannot follow what Frank is meant to do.
Yeah. I think that was Frank breaking into the Warwick Kappa call before. He seemed to take over there for a few seconds.
I wasn't Frank saying, what can we do to make this go away?
Sure, wouldn't it be?
No idea, Frank. No, if we can get the Kappa Fennec ticket happening, it's going to be the most interesting, you know, town hall. Mm. Isn't that going to be good? Where are you going, Ed?
Sweaty.
My cold is going away. People have been sending in codrils. I don't think that's legal.
No.
There's a lot of pseudoephedrine in codril.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, because yesterday I went to get some of the good stuff, and I went into the chemist and I said to the bloke, because I bought some, you know, packets off the shelf, I said, all right, I have these. But I noticed there was a big stash behind where he was standing. And I said, what are those? And he said, those have the potential to be abused.
Oh.
The potential to be abused. Well, thanks very much.
you go.
They ask heaps of questions now when you buy the codrils.
Really?
Because of the pseudo-epidrin involvement. They just have someone coming in and sort of casually ordering two or three cases, if you don't mind.
Or disappearing to Greece.
Yes.
Well, we've been having a lot sent in here. I've got a lot of codrils at my
house. Right.
Mock Bell Laboratories, we call it.
Lovely. Other ringtones. What else? What other ways can you answer your phone? Courtesy to get this Triple M website. Jumper pants jingle. We've been playing that over and over again. And Fleety came in here recently and had a listen to it. And he went, do you hear what I'm saying in that?
Turn your smile into a frown.
That's not good.
No.
I've never noticed that before. Turn your smile into a frown.
That's not a good way to have this. What other ways can the phone ring, courtesy of Get This?
Phone ring is not worth it. He is a dirty manhole.
That's very popular.
We've got one that really grabs the attention, Rich.
Don Howard is as welcome in Melbourne today as a yellow-bellied back snake at a barbecue.
Yeah, it's treated party. Union boss, Brian Boyd.
Anyway.
Oh, now, John Howard tripped over this week.
He did.
And that prompts me to mention this, the John Howard falling off a cliff ringtone.
I'll wait a party, says
there you go.
So many treats to get this website.
Problem.com.au.
Follow the links to get this. Just look for Tone in Leithoven.
There you go. I don't know what that's about, but there I am.
News stories. We've really barely mentioned any news stories.
I've got here.
Police surrounded a car in Germany after reports of a masked criminal, but instead found a large stuffed toy in the passenger seat. Some woman was returning to a car, saw the suspected criminal through the window of a parked van. Armed officers arrived in three cars, surrounded the van. What they found was a large toy beaver trapped in the passenger seat. A police spokesman said he struggled to see how the toy, which has two oversized front teeth, could have been mistaken for a person. This follows a similar case when police surrounded a van containing Mercedes Corby. Stupid, inaccurate, and just totally wrong. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M with Tony Martin and Cavalier and the genius Richard Marsley.
Genius.
Bending Warwick Capital as well.
Amazing.
As is his world. Beautiful work, Richard, today. A lot of people calling in about those ringtones. Where can we get them? The Triple M website is the answer.
TripleM.com.au, Tony.
There's a lot of exploring to be done at the Get This section. But look, I mean, their new podcast going up today. That'll
be. How are we looking, Tony?
108.
Okay.
Not sure if there's any Fado Garo in there. Oh, there might be.
Sure.
It was only in yesterday. I don't know if we've caught up, but listen to this for ringtone ideas. Steve Smith.
Yep.
That's a real name.
Yep.
He lives in Perth, and he's emailed to us. He just listens via the podcast.
Yeah, you
know. Listen to if he can have the Corrupted Ducks as a ringtone. That was a sound effects mistake. People want our technical errors now as ringtone.
Can do.
Not in the computer anymore. Matt Dower will not have it. That's how high his standards
are. Went out to the pond, recorded some Uncorrupted Ducks almost straight away.
No, that's been fixed up. And he can't believe that I wouldn't fork over $18 for a copy of The Wizard of Speed and Time on VHS on the eBay. No, I'm sorry, I wouldn't pay more than $12 for that.
He's right.
But he is enjoying our DVD recommendations. His DVD shelves are full of things that we've apparently recommended over the last year and a half. Mother Jugs and Speed and Heaven Tonight.
Great.
Mother Jugs and Speed, do we recommend that?
I think so.
That's an ambulance movie with Bill Cosby.
Cosby, yeah.
Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, and who's the girl?
Raquel Welch.
That's cool.
Raquel Welch. She's Jugs. And you can just enjoy the sight of Bill Cosby going, hey, Doug, for an entire movie.
Brilliant.
I don't think he necessarily recommended that. For some music. Oh, we're going to have to talk about Mountain Dew in a moment.
Look, there's the Get This Prize giveaway is back.
Oh, what have you got there?
Lots of things here, but look at this, Tone. I've brought in a bear trap.
Oh, that looks great. What do you
got? Oh, bear claws! Here we go.
Silver Chair here again, this on Triple M around the nation. Now, people were requesting the Corrupted Ducks just before. We don't have them in the computer.
Yes.
Something else people are requesting for a ringtone,
I Can't Believe This. It's the song that Ed, you and Rich did live for Justify Your Cat.
Great song.
Now, have we got that in the computer?
That seems to have gone missing.
Ironically, not written in the permanent ink. How can that happen? Like, if something is in there, the only way you can remove it is if somebody specifically requests for it to be removed.
That's right.
Well, so who asked for that to be removed?
Well, I can't seem to find it.
Well, then I demand another one of your masterpieces. Richard, what have you got? Okay. Beautiful. Here's a request for a Talkback Mountain thing. Oh, this is from Chet Baltimore of Queensland. He says, I'd really like to hear Matt Dow do a version of the Talkback Mountain theme using either Private Eyes or I Can't Go For That by Hall & Oates.
Ah.
Now, we haven't got either of those up and running. We do have a Hall & Oates one, though, don't we? Paul gets all the kudos, but what about Oates, honestly?
Who had the mustache?
That was Oates. Then he was my favorite. For a while, and then that was a bad career move.
Yeah.
Had to grow up there.
I always get him confused. Who's the guy with the eye patch?
No. What's the guy?
Dr. Hook?
Dr. Hook? Yeah.
No, much.
Wasn't he that guy? That's him. Dr. Hook was Baby Makes a Blue Jeans Tour.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dear, what a sad conversation this is.
It was Dr. John with Right Place, Wrong Time, wasn't it?
This must be the cultural.
Yes, it was.
Hey, what about Jared from Melbourne? He says, I was at a party on the weekend, was asking around. I asked if anyone could name a Keith Urban song. After half an hour of asking around, finally someone answered, oh, I should know, I have one of his albums. After 3 minutes of thinking, she finally named one Blue Jeans. So after several months, yes, guys, someone has finally been able to name a Keith Urban.
Congratulations.
It can take a long time.
Job done.
Job done. Can we have a bit of Keith Urban?
Is to find music that actually fits in with my bizarre ramblings.
That is the genius of Matt Dow, because he has to find music.
There's no notes, there's no pitch, there's no timing. Ramblings of a lunatic.
Look, I'm batting. You can tell I'm batting, can't you?
No need to bat.
I don't see how
the phone topic ever
is going to fill out a whole segment. What is it?
Where have you worn your track to?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Why would that be a topic?
Well, because you know I used to wear shorts, but then I got a little chilly, Rich. You know what I'm saying?
Not today.
Not today, sir, no. But now I wear tracksuit pants every day.
Yeah.
And I feel good about myself and others.
Welcome to radio.
Thanks very much. Anyway, last night I had to go to like a swanky movie premiere.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the tracksuit pants on, and I was walking out the door, and I thought, no, come on. Just for once in your life, make some sort of effort.
Yeah.
Put a pair of jeans on, Rich, with the butt cut out, obviously.
Sure.
Went along to the premiere, made quite a splash. Anyway, someone that we know, a friend of the program, young Declan Fay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Works on your road, works on your community radio, does a bang-up job.
Yeah.
He shows up in a tracksuit. And I saw him from across the way, and I thought, he'd had the guts to do it when I hadn't. And he was getting very snooty looks.
Really?
From your tuxedo.
Oh, this is like a film festival deal.
Film festival. Ooh. Tuxedo wearing, you know, guys who've gone to the house of Jeffrey Rush for their look. Sort of crazy mid-50s hair with a scarf and a downtrodden look. Just, you know, because they pretended to produce films for the last 15 years.
There's a lot of that about
that. Yeah, kind of
and was Declan cutting a silhouette?
He was cutting a beautiful sort of lilac and yellow picture from across the room, and I was introducing him as an amateur boxer, which was going down really well.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but just so he couldn't hear, I said, that's my friend Declan. He's an amateur boxer. So I heard a few people asking what division he was in, so that went pretty well.
That's great. Well, wearing your tracksuit, see, my wife got me a full Frank Butcher from EastEnders. Tracksuit.
Shelter.
Which I've been wearing up the shop.
How's it feel?
Well, I don't feel complete yet. I've got to get some gold jewellery. And I just swan about up the local shops looking like a very thin crime kingpin. sort of the head of some nerd crime syndicate. That's what I feel like. And what I do love doing is going into the fruit and veg shop, and when they say, what do you want? I simply tell them, apples and pears.
Apples and pears.
Apples and pears, if you've got them.
I'm a geezer.
You're apples and pears.
Right, Geezer.
And then I leave without either apples or pears.
But,
looking good, though.
Absolutely.
Cutting a fine silhouette. Mr. Marvin, where do you get around in the tracksuit?
I went and registered my car the other day in my tracksuit.
Oh, brilliant. Only because I thought that, really, there's no dress code.
And I know that people wear tracksuits to work. There's some wonderful tracksuit gear in The Departed.
Oh, yeah,
all the great trackies.
Jack Nicholson and Ray Winston.
Honestly, the Supernova, though,
that's
your top self trackies.
Yeah. But I don't really have the guts. I've only recently started going down to the deli, just wearing the Ugg boots. And the Jim Beam Ugg boots.
Just wearing the Ugg boots?
That's cutting us
down. And the pants.
And a cravat. But no, my mum purchased me some Ugg boots because I don't mind a sip of Jim Beam occasionally.
Yeah, right.
And my parents know that, and so they bought me Jim Beam Ugg boots.
Yes.
You can't wear to film festivals.
Well,
you've got to wear upper class Ugg boots to the film festivals.
You've got to wear your famous grouse Ugg boots.
You've got to wear the lower Ugg boots.
So true.
Now, you might think, who's going to call in to say, where have you worn your tracksuit? But I think the prize king is here. Do we have some prize music? Get yourself into action, guys, quickly.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We need more pseudo infantry, obviously.
Segment together on the run today. We're asking simply, where have you worn your tracksuit? Who's going first?
Hello, David.
Hey, boys. How are we going?
Good, bro. Where'd the tracksuit get a run?
Mate, I wore the, and what you'll love this, Addy Hash rip-offs to my mate's wedding.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I thought it was a fair call. Wore the T-shirt tuxedo as well.
Oh, the T-shirt tuxedo. That's going off. And does it look good in the photos?
There are no photos.
There are no photos. They were booed. All right.
Wearing
a wedding. That's impressive. And Addy Hash
as well. The ripper.
Yeah, popular brand. I've seen Marsden sporting that one. Who's going next?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, boys. Yourself?
Oh, excellent, sir. Where did the tracksuit get a run?
Court.
Oh! What was the charges?
I did a burnout to a McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, wow.
Now, mind you, while collecting the order at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, what exactly is the charge for that?
Reckless driving.
Reckless driving.
I thought it was a bit hard considering, now I didn't hit anything.
No. And was the entertainment value factored in?
Oh, yeah, totally. I had the crowd going and everything.
Good on you, Danny. So what was the tracksuit that you thought was court worthy?
It was just a normal Adidas tracksuit, pair of mockos, a West Coast shirt.
Beautiful.
And a beanie.
Bit of bling down the front.
No, I had the mullet going, though.
Oh, good on you, Danny.
It was always just to take the piss out of the judge in the first place, so.
Oh, yeah, was he wearing a tracksuit? That would have been good.
That would have been good.
A tracksuit and the judge with the bling, does he be able to get through the metal detectors?
Absolutely right.
That would be a great look.
Yeah.
Pop, Kel!
Ghetto.
Thank you, Danny.
Hello, Josh.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Excellent, mate. Where'd the tracksuit get a run?
Oh, I was in Hollywood last year, and I had a couple of days left and a bit of money, so I thought I went and stayed in the Roosevelt Hotel over there.
Ooh,
yes. Oh, you know how it is, it's all class. And I've gone out to go and get a couple of six packs of beer, and I've come back, and through the hotel there was a Victoria's Secret party going on. So I've just walked through and carrying two six packs of beer in my tracksuit.
Yeah.
I think it must have been. I think that some bums walked in.
Yeah. Or maybe the leader of some edgy rap group.
Absolutely right. I thought you were Eminem. Now, tell me, Josh, did you get any action at this Victoria's Secret party with your six-pack and your attraction?
My mate turned up. He lives over there, and he turned up, and he goes, this is Victoria's Secret party. Let's try and get in. And when we walked back in, yeah, they quickly turned us away.
Wow. What's the problem here? Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, Victoria's Secret is... It is the finest fashion label. That's what your costume is telling me.
FTV.
There were a few girls there that were friends, but they were all absolutely gorgeous girls. Now I was saying, oh, you know, I hate being around these Victoria's Secret parties because I look so ugly. And so me and my mate tried to even get in there. We thought, you know, the low self-esteem will try.
Right. Great angle, Josh.
I never thought of that one.
I'm an idea, man.
You are.
That is thinking. With the cat.
All right.
Who's going next?
Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, mate. Where'd you wear your trackies?
At a funeral.
Oh.
Who's was it? Well, it was a mate of mine from work. And I just got to the church, and I stepped into a big puddle of mud, and so I had to change into my red tracksuit pants.
Oh, wow. And was it, you know, seen as a respectful gesture? Nobody was offended by that, was it?
No, I explained it, and everybody saw me fall into the mud, so...
Ah, right.
I had to get into my work track suit.
Yes. And when you fall into the mud at a funeral, no one's really going to laugh, are they?
Well, they did.
Well, there you go.
See? Lightening the mood. Can get a laugh at a funeral.
Everybody laughed.
That can't be done, but it can be done.
Proved it. Thanks, mate. Finally, Neil, are you there?
Yeah, mate. How you going?
Good, man. Where'd you wear your trackies?
To the pub.
Friday night tracksuit that you wear especially to the pub on Friday evening, or is it just a regular?
Oh, well, you got the old regular ones, and you got the ones that you can rip up the side where you show your leg.
Oh, and what pub are we talking? What is the local for you, Sam?
RSL.
RSL, what part of the country?
Logan City.
Brisbane. Oh, Brisbane. Yeah, Logan City. And are they, you know, how do they go with the young people at the RSL there?
Oh, they're pretty... Leaning in on them?
Yeah, actually, my lawyer recently had a meeting with me at an RSL because he wanted to go somewhere where no one would be listening in. That's what he's thinking. So we've gone to the RSL, we've gone up to the counter, and a bloke looks like Jack from the Sullivans has come up, and he's gone, and just disgusted seeing two young gentlemen at the RSL, and he's gone, what do you want? And my lawyer's gone, oh, a couple of lighties, thanks. And he's gone, yeah. That's what you look like. A couple of ladies. We're running out of town. But we didn't have tracksuits on.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Neil. Hey, look, this is something we're going to have to do again because there's too many good calls.
Beautiful callers. Beautiful range of tracksuits.
Sure. Pretty much anywhere is what we've learned from this.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Tracksuits are welcome anywhere and everywhere.
There's no reverse. I mean, if the Prime Minister can get around in a tracksuit, this is every goddamn morning.
Yep.
It's good enough for the rest of us. In the next hour... Oh, man, he likes to steal people's mobile phones. Just for a laugh.
It's Gary X.
Right behind the cafeteria. Oh, he's made some interesting quotes on the woman's
day this week, comparing himself to Napoleon. Granting himself equal popularity.
Yeah, the Encyclopedia Britannica.
But if they ran,
what is the entry for Warwick Kappa?
Well, if they ran it now, like in place of the course of Napoleon versus Warwick for the mayor of the Gold Coast,
yeah, well, that's a good chance.
And what would, because Napoleon's letters recently got like £9 million.
Right.
What would Warwick Kappa's letters
to Warwick Kappa?
Any right letters?
That's the question.
I don't know. Richard Marsden has spoken to him.
Yeah.
How was he when you dealt with him?
He was lovely. In fact, he called ahead to say he was running late and he wanted to grab some lunch. So what he said, can I grab some lunch and give your finance team the receipt so I can get the money back for lunch because I'm waiting for my lunch hour? And we said, yeah, that's fine, Warwick. You know, expecting you might go and get a cow meal or something like that. Came back with a receipt for $2.60 for a meat pie from the local BP.
And he got that. Hey,
yeah, good shouting.
Sure.
Jeez, you man. He's not going to be, you know, going near Darwin style.
Hang on, what's this, Warwick? 20 cents per store. Too far, brother. Sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
Not that yourself.
All right, that's politics, Kevin. Many more issues to get to in this hour. Get this.
Get this Raspberry Beret on Triple M. We're later in this hour. The Prime Minister will be joining us.
Tony, I've indicated I'm not going to speculate. You were just asking me the same question in a different way.
Right.
Could try, but try another customer.
That may not happen, but you will be able to win a free trip to
Bolivia, is it? Bolivia.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Travis. Up looking around, Mr. Marsland. Another round of applause for Gary. You work in radio. Your radio station is just another radio station. I think on possibly the AM band. Is it?
No, FM.
Oh, okay.
One of those classic kind of, you know, stations. Play a lot of Toto.
Oh, you don't play a lot of Toto. Don't go saying that.
Get out of here.
What, Toto?
Get out of here, you lot. Take your keyboards with you.
And your beards.
I love Toto.
Okay, there's only three per hour. That's it. It's exhausted. The breach is empty. So you do a bit of radio. Now, you do a bit of stand-up, and I see you've got an album.
Yeah.
A dream of every comedian to do their own comedy album.
Their own, exactly. Available only on my website.
Oh,
GaryEng.com.
GaryEng.com. Now, I was having a listen, and there's a bit on here where you talk about doing that thing that a lot of comedians like to do occasionally, which is turn on their audience. grabbing people's mobile phones.
Yeah.
Can that backfire?
One instance where I was doing this thing with a whole group of girls. I was actually on a boat, right, in Sydney Harbour, right. And I was halfway through making this girl's phone ring, halfway through my act, right? And I said, oh, look, can I ask? And she goes, no, but I just grabbed it anyway. I said, hello. And this girl goes, hello, who's this? And I went,
who's this?
She's like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Who are you?
Who are you?
And this honestly went on for about 10 minutes, right? Eventually she hangs up and goes, oh, you're an idiot, right? Before that, she goes, you're an idiot, and then hangs up. And 2 seconds later, she calls her other friend, who's also at the same table.
Right.
So I only know going to grab her phone as well. And I go, hello? And I hear,
hello, who's this?
Who's this?
Who are you?
Who are you? And actually, you know, we all laughed and I hung up. And afterwards, I thought, my God, she must be freaking out. She must be thinking, some psycho has all my girlfriend's mobile phone. So I'm locked up in a basement somewhere. And I did.
Of course you did. That's what you do. We have a bloke working in the sales department. We were going to drag him in at this point. He was a victim of you with the mobile phone. But he's out. I think there's a blue sky meeting schedule.
Yeah. I do it all the time. I warn people. I say, look, you know, if your phone rings, I will answer it.
That's right. People don't turn off my phone. Wife was at a funeral the other day, on Monday, serious funeral, and somebody's mobile with a went on three times during a funeral.
Gary, how far are we, John Edwards, you know, the medium guy, actually ringing through from the other side?
Be surprised.
But how far into the auditorium will you go? If you hear one in the back row, will you climb over the table?
No. No, I go that far.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just be close.
Be right at the front of the arms, because I'm lazy. I'm not going to go for a walk. Fair enough. Imagine doing Wembley or something if some guy's phone rings up the back. Hang on, everyone. Just got to go get that phone.
Talk amongst yourself. Do you get into a lot of trouble in live gigs? Do they go horribly wrong for you, as they do for pretty much everyone in this room?
I think any comedian who says they haven't died in their art is lying.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. I've had some, usually early on, early in your career, you
you always have your shockers because you're quite confident.
Oh, yeah.
You're not as experienced. And I did this gig at the Sydney Convention Centre.
Oh, wow.
Which was that massive. Oh, yeah, 5,000 people, but there were 100 people there.
Oh.
Way up the back on the other side, like literally miles away.
What was the
it was just some event. They had like food stalls set up, and for some reason, they must have had a lot of money and gone, let's get the Sydney Convention Centre. Yes. Only 100 people have turned up.
With opera glasses.
they didn't even know I was on. I said to the guy, should I come out? They don't even know I'm there. Just go out, maybe before I know they'll hear and then they'll come forward. So I've gone out and I started doing my stuff, nothing. They just still, you know, you can kind of see people going, can you hear something?
When the act is punctuated by the clinking of
cutlery. But anyway, the one person that came forward, because this was Christmas time, the one person that came forward and it was Santa Claus.
That's nice.
Yeah, and he was completely pissed. So his beard was hanging down, and his beard stained beer, and he had his big bag of lollies. And he just walks up to the stage, grabs a lolly, and goes, "Fuck off! Fuck off!" He just starts throwing them at me, just hitting me with his lollies. I'm going, "Oh my god, I'm getting heckled by Santa! This is the worst Christmas ever!"
Yeah,
and I look over to the side, and there's the manager, the organizer, doing the classic wind up. Don't get up! Well, maybe it was the best response they'd ever got from Santa. That guy's normally really tough. He quite likes it. But you know the problem with comedians, and every comedian has this problem, is that they have this part of their brain that goes, you know what, I'll win them. I will get them back.
Turn it round.
Oh, they'll love this bit. And of course they don't. They just hate you more and more and more. You keep going till eventually you go, well, I've done all my material.
And they hate me. And Santa, he's just getting started.
Well, that's, I've got to...
Well, the internet, you know, there's a lot on there. I mean, what sort of stuff do you get at your website, Gary? Do you get a lot of interesting spam? Do you get much of that
sort of stuff? I get sort of stuff like just weird stuff where people just go, "Gary, mate, how's it going?"
Yeah.
That's it.
We're the victim of a lot of that kind of stuff, and apparently all of us are Knights of the Realm in Nigeria.
Quite amazing.
Let's talk about that next on Get This. Lincoln Park here at Get This on Triple M. Gary Eek is with us.
Yes, the show. Copy your car.
It's all right. The show just continues during the song. That's how it works.
Something to add in the corner there.
Hello, Gary. What else? Oh, come on. I'm on it. Yeah, we are on it. Eek Cavalry, of course. Richard Marsden's here as well. And the internet. That's where you can go to visit GaryEek.com and check out some of Gary's gear. But what about incoming at the internet? Do you get much spam?
Well, it's not great spam, though. It's just, "G'day, how's it going?" That sort of.
Yeah.
That's pretty general.
That's very general.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing about erectile dysfunction on the end.
Oh, I do get that hint.
Well, I'm kind of sending that out.
Okay.
I'm the guy who's sending that spam.
Yeah.
How did you know, by the way?
Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, hey, guys.
Nasal delivery technology.
How does that work? I really want to know.
Well, we've all had calls for the last 2 weeks. This has been a nasal delivery show. Every segment has been full of nasal delivery, but I get a lot of stuff from online pharmacies. And it's, I don't know if there's
a sentence you can trust. Put Gold Coast at the front of that. Gold Coast Online Pharmacy.
But, you know, there's that sort of weird syntax. I don't know if the emails go through some kind of translation engine before they get to you, but it comes out as poetry.
Right.
That's what I've got. Have you got the music here, Rich? This can't possibly apply to the Canadian International Medicine Service Supply. From the time of opening in market of Y2K, this can't possibly has win many drug stores legal approval and turn out to be one of the mainly reliable pharmacies on the internet. With over 375 permanent workers and over 4,500 medicine fees daily and sent carefully to patients globally, you can trust us with your medical treatment purchase. Excuse me. But I love that sort of gear.
Yeah.
Do you buy things over the internet yourself?
I haven't ever.
Never sent even to Amazon. You wouldn't send your credit card.
Well, I would to Amazon, but yes. I just go down to the store and buy.
Sure, that's the rascal shops. I think
shops are still available, Tony.
In the real world, it's a bit of normal shopping.
Although you can buy my CD on this.
There we go. Or go along to the gigs, obviously. Now, what do you find on the internet, Mr. Cavalier?
Well, I'm a YouTube guy,
Gary.
Yeah.
Are you?
I am on YouTube. Yeah.
Any favourites at the moment? What's tickling your fancy?
I've been watching. Have you seen the Vader sessions?
Oh, what is that?
Yeah, that is brilliant. It really is. Just type in Vader sessions. And what some guy's done, he's got the original Star Wars, and then he's got the voice of James Earl Jones when he did all those black exploitation films in the 70s.
Oh,
so he's put that voice underneath Darth Vader.
Correct.
So, you know, all the dialogue is that sort of,
I'm going to have a date with your mama.
I'm going to beat your mama.
Hey, no lip sync problem. That's
brilliant. That's brilliant. And it is, honestly, you crying with laughter. So that's my favourite. And why watch that again and again, the Vader session?
Well, you've seen Little Superstar, obviously.
Oh, yeah, the little Indian guy. Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
But so, you know that on the American elections are coming up.
Right.
And I had a debate yesterday between the Democratic, you know, the people that want to be the Democratic nominee, you know, Hillary, Obama, et cetera, et cetera. Right. For the first time ever, people who posted questions on YouTube, they played them to them over a big screen and they answered them live.
Wow, what sort of stuff?
Well, here we go. So Lane Bogan from Norway said, what do you think the US plan should be in developing energy sources such as tidal power? Gary, your thoughts?
No, I don't know.
Staring blankly there. I lost you with Bogan in Norway.
It's another Lane Bogan curveball.
Zach Kemp from Utah said, "What would the Democrats Why would the Democrats be different in power?" Good question. Yeah, sure. But they were stumped. When Richard Marsden sent in his impersonation of Tony, just for them to comment on. No dice there.
Didn't work?
No, there was
so long to load.
There was no response from Kimber, the lilac Burmese, probing questions on unemployment as she jumps backwards into a seat.
Oh, I've seen her.
And they were left speechless by Warren's insightful grilling on Iraq while he burped and danced around to Aqua's Barbie Girl.
That was a great internet superstar we've discovered. And, of course, I can't believe I didn't think of doing this till this morning. Potluck.
Oh, look, this is...
You remember the talent show from the 80s? Bernard King, Ernie Sigley.
Have you ever done a talent show, Gary? Have you ever heard of
that? I did.
Which one?
I shouldn't admit
that. You're not Potluck.
No, I did Star Search.
Oh, really? You were in the comedy thing?
Yeah, I actually won one of the seasons.
Wait!
With comedy.
Oh, okay.
The comedy never won on those shows.
No.
Well, no, one season the Umbilical Brothers won, and then went on to immediate fame and fortune.
Yes.
I won a season and just went back to the Harold Park Hotel.
Wow, well, now you're on to get this.
Now I'm on to get this.
Well, there's a lot out there, and also, you mentioned Darth Vader. Now, that brings me to something else you mentioned on your album to do with Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
But I think everybody can have a piece of. That'll be next. I'll get this.
It doesn't matter one iota.
Gary Eck is sitting in today.
Yeah.
Gary has got an album out too, Gary Eck Live. You can only get that via the website.
At this stage, it will be available at stores when I actually put them in there.
Right.
I'm just going to walk in and just replace whatever's number one.
That's the way.
Gary Eck Live.
That's what you've got to do. You're walking past the record shop and you've got a friend who's got an album out. It is your moral duty to go in and move all the copies of his or her album to the front of the file. Everyone does that. Here's a bit off the album. I just want to play because it sets us up for a phone topic. Here's something that you like to do, Gary.
Do you ever pretend to have Jedi powers?
Do you?
I do all the time. You know when you're walking towards automatic sliding doors? Yeah, just before you get there, you do that little hand wave. Just for that split second, forgetting that little red light is hitting you, causing the doors to open.
That's what we want to talk about today. Little things, possibly annoying things, that only you do. I have lots of annoying habits like that. If I go to an Indian restaurant and there's korma on the menu, cannot resist singing, comma, comedian. People just thrown bodily into the street. But I can't resist doing it.
Yeah.
It's irresistible once I see the word on the menu. Do you have something like that, Ed?
I've taken to, when I say goodbye to someone, after I say goodbye, I'll yell out as they're walking off, keep it straight.
Oh, yeah. Down.
People don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
Marvin, when do you normally reply? Give it asphalt.
Yeah, I give it a bit of asphalt, bitumen. I throw everything in there. Keep a pavement, sidewalk.
Keep a median strip. Just trying to join in with the fans.
What do you do, Mr. Marvin?
Well, I do Papa Dumb Preach when I go to the
Indian. But I also do a really weird noise that I've been doing since I was about four or five years old. I think I might turn the headphones off to do it. But
it's sad.
It's like getting air into the upper cheekbones and pushing it down.
Okay. Give me a demonstration.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
Oh, hopefully not at a restaurant either.
I apologise. I'm not sure what that sounded like. Through the headphones, we'll go through the Zapruder footage. But I've been doing that forever, and I can't work out why. Maybe it makes me feel like a kid again.
It's just you can't stop doing them. At the moment, I have a problem with a lot of documentaries about the pyramids on Foxtel, and inevitably, they'll say in the ads, the Great Pyramids of Giza. And as soon as I hear Giza, I just can't stop doing the voice. I'm a Giza. I'm a pyramid. I might not even be triangular. I'm not going to be trusted. I'm a Giza pyramid. And before you know it, I'm locked out of the house. And why wouldn't I be? Annoying little things that only you do. Want to hear some of them?
Love to.
Let's meet the listeners. Call us in with them. 133-353. Crazy little thing called love. Gary is with us as we simply canvass annoying things that only you do. And you may notice that you can actually... Just quiet, everybody. There's Cecilia on the phone. We've got the doors open in the studio. Because of the air conditioning problem in here, we are broadcasting from a replica of Singapore Airport. Here today, we're swimming. You can actually feel the air, like walking through quicksand.
See humidity.
But luckily, the listeners are unaffected by this. Who's there with something annoying, Ed?
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hey, what do you do, mate?
Yeah, basically, I'm just annoyed. One of you already stole my Jedi automatic door technique. I already work for automatic doors. It includes all types of doors, including elevators. And speaking on the topic of elevators, the Stargate ring platform?
Yes.
And, yeah, in the show, they always press three or four buttons for no reason. I don't know. Instead of one button saying up, it's just three or four buttons. I don't know if they're inputting coordinates. And suddenly the rings drop down. They teleport you via matter stream to another section of a ship, for example. Of course, whenever I'm alone in an elevator, I would always press three or four buttons, and always the fourth button is the level I want. The problem is when it stops on other levels. Other people come in.
Well worth it, though. Running down the gym, annoying other people in the building just so you can get that Stargate feel in the lift.
Oh, you have to also make the sound effects while pressing the buttons, though.
Can you give us an example of that?
And then you imagine the thing coming down like... Oh, it's amazing.
And then do the doors open and ladies to stream in with phone numbers for you?
Well, not human ones, but...
Well, the communication and everything will be fine.
Get to work on Babylon 5.
Put it on your neck. All right, great. I've got to do that, too.
Who's next?
Hi, Ian.
Okay.
What do you do, sir? I can't help it. Whenever I see the bumpers, you ever seen a bumper sticker that say free Tibet?
Yes.
I just can't help it. The answer I have to give is terrific, I'll take two.
No.
That is answering billboards that ask questions. You know, how fast are you doing now? None of your business. That sort of stuff.
There's certain signs you can't help but respond to. There's a restaurant in Hampton in Melbourne, Victoria, an Indian restaurant called Rossi Bossi. And I have a relative who just collapses into hysteria. Can't even get the joke he's working on out because he's laughing so hard at the sign. Every single time. We'll often divert to drive past it just to trigger him, just to see if he goes this time.
There's a Thai restaurant in Jindabyne called Shit Thai.
There you go.
It's not spelled Shit Thai, it's spelled C-H something.
Right.
But it's called Shit Thai.
And people come from miles just to get Shit Thai.
There's a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant in Brisbane called the Come Den. That's enough
there
of that.
Go. We'll be moving on.
Melissa, how are you? Melissa, what do you do?
Yeah, I've got an annoying habit of instead of saying thank you, I always say thank you. And then instead of you reckon, it's direction.
Direction.
I've actually never heard that before, Melissa. It's pretty good.
But I can see you waiting to go to the song so you can go and try it.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, do you annoy people with this or do they enter into the spirit of it, Melissa?
Oh, it's just saying, they sort of give you a puzzle look, like my friends who know me understand it, but when you actually say it to someone you don't realise understands who you are, you must be around, they're sort of like, what the hell? Yeah, it's just
what they have it. That's what it's like doing this show on some days, actually, Melissa, I can assure you of that. Who's going next?
Hello, Peter, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, sir, what do you do?
Something I picked up in Ireland, I say that's what she said last night after just about anything my friend says that turns it into something sexual. Like if someone says, oh, it was hard or it felt good, oh, that's what she said last night.
We still bust out even at a funeral. Well, that's a beauty. Who else has got one, Ed?
Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I cut round cakes into square slices.
Now, the kids actually restrain
me now, but I can't get to it, so...
Restrain you? Tie you down with a cupcake. Why do you do it, Susan?
Sorry?
Why do you do it?
I can't hear you, sorry?
Okay, why do you do that?
I don't know. I've always done it, and I cut a square cake into segments as well.
Wow.
So if it's... Just to sort of not be predictable.
So if you have a square cake, do you make it round?
I do.
And what happens to the offcuts? Do you have a Labrador?
I get the bit with all the icing on it.
Oh, no. Hey, it's called, anything in our house is 10% tax goes to the dog.
Oh, that's
and it's upping the rates to 12% from the new financial year. That's what I'm told. Who's next? Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you do?
Oh, I'm naughty. When someone knocks at my front door, I'll knock back.
No. What is the neck going on for?
Whether they get let in or they get very nasty with me and they walk away and don't have to come back.
And what about with, that must be good for when unwanted religious representatives pop around.
It does, but the thing is that they'll stand there and they'll keep knocking, even if I'm knocking back.
They'll knock the Bible in Morse code.
They do, and they keep knocking and knocking and I just keep knocking and knocking back and that's a really bad habit of mine.
Nick knocking your own house from the inside. There's nothing if not innovative, Alistair.
There must be it's an echo when someone knocks. Oh, hang on, there's a knock coming back. What a weird house.
Thing is, you can try yourself. Time for one more, Ed.
Hi, Scott.
How you going, mate?
Good, bro. What do you do?
Mate, the traffic control people, when they've got the stop and the slow signs out, when you drive nuts, it drives my son crazy, mate. Every time we go past one, I've got the slow sign. I always look at him and go, don't be so harsh on yourself.
I got my own sign that said retarded, and then I would have someone drop me off 100 metres from the slow blow. So it's a two-part gag for anyone driving past. Hours of fun. Great stuff to try, you see.
Thank you very much, Scott, and thank you, everyone.
Thanks to everyone who called. What is going on with that Henley case? We've got the latest theme song. Get there. Been following the Dr. Hanif case?
I have.
Now, I mean, he could be guilty, he could be innocent. Who's to say?
Yeah. Well, Gary's to say. I'm to say, well, you know what, if he is innocent, it's kind of, it's a bit sad because there's always going to be that blight on his reputation. Like, you go to his clinic and
the alleged terrorist doctor will see him now.
No. Oh, great, I feel confident now. I might bring my whole family.
The doctors are copying it, but there was a great bungle the other day where they'd taken some notes, federal police officers had noted down a list of suspects in the back of Dr. Hanif's diary. Then another bloke's gone in to interrogate him and said, now we found these names in the back of your diary in a different set of writing, but can you explain them? Now, this actually happened. We have a recording of the interrogation. Check this out.
Wow. Yeah. Dr. Hanif, very interesting list of names in the back of your diary here. Just for the record, did you or did you not list the name and contact details of several suspected suicide bombers, that's right, in the back of your own personal diary?
No, I did not.
Is this or is this not your own handwriting?
No, that is not.
Come on, Dr. Henning. What? My apologies. Turns out that is Officer Rimmington's handwriting. He made that list himself due, no doubt, to a shortage of notepaper in the department. He was obviously forced to make his notes in the back of Exhibit A.
Somebody had conducted a
forensic style search in your apartment property specifically to find and remove any evidence which may prove incriminating against yourself.
Of course, that would have been us. Makes perfect sense.
Nonetheless, that does lead me to several eyewitness accounts from onlookers at your flat who, shortly after the arrival of our local officers, witnessed you, Doctor, that he fleeing the scene at high speed to the back of a car with a flashing light on the top of one of
Ross, of course, it would be. Pretty well. You may have written about that one, Doctor, but
well then, you account for reports that you are presently embedded in an organisation which oversees hundreds of armed men stationed at secret locations all over Australia.
Hang on, come on, Dr. Hennie.
Who is this organisation?
Yes, he's embedded in one of our circles, of course. Very clever.
What about the fact that somebody in this room has been taking information to the press?
That was really cool.
Right, what about this car? This center is found on your person.
Sorry, there, Crofton.
Who then? Who has been secretly recording this interview?
This interview, sir.
No, for f***ing sake, is there anything here that hasn't been done by us?
As conducting the investigation in a competent manner.
Quiet, Hennie!
Well, this is actually nice of doing my opinion, but...
What? Have we got anything on this bloke at all?
Well, he's a shark, a giant harbor aquarium.
Shark? What sort of shark?
Great white shark.
Motion for a sartorious killer?
That's the one.
Well, what looks like your big doctor, Hennie? Let's see the photo.
Here we go. This is not a few of the boys from 3IB coming down the water side of where we are. Sorry, there's the other one down the past.
This is an open game, I think.
But nonetheless.
Holy crap, look at this place. It's winding up another round of here. There's Gary Hick. Thank you for sitting in for the whole hour. This album review was Gary Hick live with bonus sketch CD.
Double album.
Hold second disc. Where can people obtain that?
Look, at the moment, GaryHick.com. You know, very trustworthy page system. I got the money for my CD.
Warwick Kappa. The guy that was in that magazine getting up his missus.